Earl as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this election day, August 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you're listening in the Tuscarora Township area, you need to vote for Tyler Gorrell for trustee and Janice Dillahay for the treasurer. Share that information with all your friends that are out voting today in person in Tuscarora Township. Janice has done a great job as treasurer. She needs to be reelected. Tyler Gorrell has some business experience that will help with the sewer projects. You guys need to get him elected today. Text me TT for Tuscarora Township, and I'll send you the names of the candidates on the ballot today in Tuscarora Township that you guys need to vote for. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, Josh Saul for Congress, Todd Smallenberg for the 106, Janice Dillahay for Treasurer, and Tyler Gorrell for Trustee. Text me TT, I'll forward it to you. You can forward it to your friends. We need to do this today. Now, one of the things Vicky and I will be doing, we're going to go vote after the show today. Then I'm going to go over to Mancelona Village with her Yukon and the travel trailer, the sign trailer, and park near the village office. Going to be available to talk to people as they go in to vote. I'm going to do that until 8 p.m., till the polls close in Mancelona. That's where I believe a large number of votes will be had for Antrim County, and I can impact the turnout there for her campaign. That's what I'm doing today. She's going to be going over to Torch Lake Township after 8 p.m. or at p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight to get a copy of the tabulator tapes. That's what we're doing. You need to do something for your candidates today, not just vote, not just send out text messages to your friends, family, neighbors, but you need to go and be within 100 feet of a polling place, holding a sign, talking to people. You got signs available? Take them with you. Jeff has got his pickup truck covered in signs. He has the right to be there within 100 feet of the door. They cannot tell him to leave the property. That's not an accurate statement. Got a text message from John over in Millersburg. Trucker, any school district that wants more money can make the books available. That way people can see where the money goes and to whom. That way we can make informed decisions. However, they never show us the books. It's wrong in every branch of government. There's no financial accountability. All they want us to do is vote for more money, without telling us where the current money's going. Until we get accountability, not voting for any millages. That comes to us from Mike in Millersburg. Basically, exactly what I've been saying all these years, Mike. We want to know what's going on. Well, Kamala Harris has been nominated by the Democrats to be their candidate, and she has picked her vice president. We're going to talk about him in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
piece of grass walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Well, it's official. Kamala Harris has been nominated to replace Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate for president. She has announced that she has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate today, capping more than 2 weeks of speculation over who she would ask to join her at the top of the Democrat ticket. Posting on X, her Twitter account, I'm proud to announce that I've asked Tim Walz, W-A-L-Z, to be my running mate, Harris wrote. As a governor, a coach, a teacher, and a veteran, he delivered for working families like his. It's great to have him on our team and on the ticket. The announcement was made this morning after Harris was officially nominated as the Democratic Party nominee in a virtual roll call of delegates. Harris said last week that she would pick her vice presidential candidate ahead of a campaign stop that's going to happen today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This marks the start of a 4-day battleground state tour that's going to take her to 7 states with her new running mate. Starting today in Pennsylvania, they're coming to Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Walz called it an honor of a lifetime to join Kamala Harris in this campaign. I'm all in. Vice President Harris is showing as the politics of what's possible. It reminds me a bit of the first day of school. So let's get this done, folks, Walz said on his ex Twitter account. Walz is 60. He began his career in the Army National Guard, serving for 24 years before becoming a high school teacher in Mankato. He was actually elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., in Congress back in 2006, 18 years ago, defeating incumbent Republican Gil Gutnick in Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. He was reelected for another 5 terms. So he basically served 12 years in Congress, starting in 2006. He was the highest ranking enlisted soldier at the time to serve in Congress. It was rated the 7th most bipartisan representative in the 114th Congress, as determined by Georgetown University. Walz defeated the Republican Hennepin County Commissioner Jeff Johnson in 2018 to become the 41st governor of the state of Minnesota. In office, Walz spearheaded a plan to provide universal free school meals for students, pushed for Minnesota to become 100% clean electricity by 2040, and expanded the paid leave for workers. Sound familiar? Exactly the same legislative agenda Gretchen Whitmer has done here in the state of Michigan. Free school meals for students, the Clean Energy Act of 2040, and pushed the Supreme Court to expand paid sick leave for workers. Governor Walz also signed a hands-free driving bill into law, which prohibits the use of cell phones while driving to reduce distractions. He also worked to preserve Minnesota's health care access fund and lowered taxes on seniors and small businesses. According to a political strategist, Brian Darling, Waltz is perceived as someone who can speak to the swing state voters. Although he's not from a swing state, Minnesota is one of the most reliable Democrat states in presidential elections. It hasn't voted for a Republican in 52 years. So why did she pick him? If he's not going to bring votes to her from his own state, they were going to vote for her anyway. Why did she pick him? Well, it suggested that nearly 50 progressive leaders urged Harris not to select Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate. Waltz is seen as a popular Midwestern and union voters and sometimes highlights his military background. Other candidates that she was considering on the short list: Mark Kelly, U.S. Senator from Arizona. Shapiro, who, by the way, Jewish, from Pennsylvania. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and Secretary of Transportation, Michigan's very own Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete now lives in Traverse City. Well, Shapiro responded on his ex Twitter account, "Vice President Kamala Harris has my enthusiastic support, and I know that Governor Tim Waltz is an exceptionally strong addition to the ticket who will help Kamala move our country forward." Over the next 90 days, that's what we're down to, folks, 90 days for the presidential election on November 5th. I look forward to traveling all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to unite Pennsylvanians behind Kamala Harris in her effort to defeat Donald Trump and become the 47th president of the United States and build a better future for our country. Shapiro said he will join Harris and Waltz tonight's campaign rally in Philadelphia. So it's official. Basically, a communist progressive governor from Minnesota is now the vice president pick for Kamala Harris. I cannot wait to see the vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and Waltz. Looking forward to Donald Trump debating Kamala Harris, but there's a little catch. Donald Trump has sued ABC News. George Stephanopoulos was the main person from ABC News that negotiated the upcoming presidential debate that was supposed to take place September 27th. There's only one problem. Trump's campaign negotiated the terms of the debate with Biden's campaign, not Harris's campaign. As a result, Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit against ABC News for reneging on the debate agreement. Well, of course, ABC News had no control over Biden dropping out of the race, inserting Kamala Harris to replace him. It will be determined by a judge as to whether or not the case has any merits and whether or not Donald Trump will be forced to debate Harris on ABC News. According to the Trump campaign, he's saying the campaign of my presidential run against the Democrat has been terminated. The debate on ABC News will not happen. Officially today, I filed a lawsuit, asked my campaign attorneys to file a lawsuit on my behalf, requesting a judge to terminate the debate. Well, of course, Kamala Harris is claiming that Donald Trump is chicken and doesn't want to debate Kamala Harris. No, that's not the case. Donald Trump says he's more than happy to debate Kamala Harris anytime, any place, but not on ABC News and not with George Stephanopoulos being in charge of the debate. There were two other moderators that were going to be moderating the event, but Donald Trump says, sorry, we have to renegotiate the deal with the Harris campaign. Biden's campaign is dead and gone. So it's that simple, folks. It's that simple. The bottom line is, this has been turned into an absolute circus by the Democrats. Forget the will of the people. You know how they always talk about democracy? We're all about democracy. Protect freedom, protect democracy. 14 million people voted for Joe Biden to be their candidate. Well, for whatever reason, Biden decides to step down. He's not running for re-election. Pass the baton to his Vice President, Kamala Harris. Now, using a virtual, basically a Zoom meeting with the delegates, she got the nomination early this morning. Turned right around and picked Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, to be her vice president pick. Tonight they'll be in Philadelphia to kick off the campaign. They are coming to Michigan soon. This is going to be very, very interesting. And I have one very simple question. Do you guys think Donald Trump's actually going to debate Kamala Harris? I don't think he is. And I'll tell you why. He knows he's in the lead. He knows, based on polling numbers in all of the swing states across the country, nationwide, he's kicking her butt. What do you learn in Political Strategy 101? When you're leading, don't do anything to hurt it. It's exactly why Mike Rogers wouldn't agree to debate any of his candidates running against him. Based on polling, based on Donald Trump's endorsement, he thinks he's got it locked up. We've never seen from Mike Rogers in any debate stage anywhere. Jack Bergman, the same thing. Based on polling, he thinks he's got it all locked up. He's not going to debate. My question, do you think Donald Trump's going to debate? I don't think he's going to. He was supposed to be debating Biden. Biden's gone. I'm out. Besides the fact Donald Trump did not want to give ABC News, the ABC affiliate network, the ratings. He didn't want them to have the ability to sell commercials. So bottom line is, folks, guess what? It's over. I don't think it's going to happen. I could be wrong, but it's definitely not happening on September 27th. He's even filed a lawsuit to that effect. Bottom of the hour news, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, millions of dollars worth of grant funding will be headed.